Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Business Creators Radio Show. I'm your host, Adam Homey, and you are tuned into the right place. Hang on, sorry about that. We'll edit that out of the final version. Hi, my name is Adam Homey, and welcome to today's very special episode of Business Creators Radio Show. As I said, my name is Adam Homey. I'm your host, and you are in the right place if you are one of our business creators. And by business creators, I mean people who fall into one of four categories. First, entrepreneurs, small business owners, and local business owners. The second category are marketing and business coaches. The third category are folks who help others build their businesses and win at the game of marketing. This can be anybody from marketing and business coaches, which is category two, to web designers, graphic designers, social media managers, SEO and PPC experts, anybody who helps others win at the game of marketing. Then, of course, do-it-yourselfers who run your own businesses and love to have your own hands on the levers as you manage your marketing. If you are one or more of the above, please take a moment to explore our episodes and discover how our experts can help you win at business at www.businesscreatorsradioshow.com. Also, be sure to check out our podcast on iTunes. Just do a search for Business Creators Radio Show, and you'll find the complete archive of our previous episodes. Every five-star rating is greatly appreciated and helps us spread the message and help more business creators just like you. So for today, we're doing a very special 30-minute episode at a very special date and a very special time. Normally, the episodes take place every Tuesday at 12 o'clock noon Eastern or 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific, but today, we're doing it on Friday, December 27th. And the reason we're doing it today is because the way the calendar in 2013 worked out, Tuesdays worked out on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. And we recognized that more people would listen if we simply, for this very brief period, change the date and change the time. We also recognize that since every week on the Business Creators Radio Show we'd like to have a guest expert on, we wanted to make sure that we brought on guest experts at a time when people would be more likely to listen. And on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, people typically have just, let's be honest, other things going on. So originally, my assistant Tracy and I discussed this, and we were thinking about just canceling the radio show for 3 weeks and coming back after the new year. But one of the points I want to make to you today about making 2014 your year to dominate online marketing is you need to be persistently consistent with your website conversion conversation, whether that's through your email marketing, through your social media, through your online radio show or your Hangouts, whatever it is, you need to be persistently consistent. And if for some reason the regular pattern just doesn't work, you need to change the pattern or alter the pattern or do something different with the pattern. So one of the options we had was to simply put it on hold for 3 weeks. But I wasn't going to do that because we've spent so much time over the past 3 months and so much effort and had so much success building the momentum of the radio show and gaining a following and reaching more business creators that I simply was not going to walk away from it for 3 weeks. That just wasn't going to happen. We also discussed the possibility of rerunning a couple episodes, which if the radio show had been around for a year, we probably would have done. The only issue is we've only been around for 3 months, and we only have approximately a dozen episodes out, so we really didn't have that as an option at this time. We really needed to sort of think that one through a little bit more carefully and make sure that we were doing things the right way, because if we simply did a previous episode, we only have 12 of them. So it would be something you'd heard pretty recently, which probably would not be the greatest service to you. So Tracy and I talked about this a little bit more. We decided ultimately to do a very special 30-minute broadcast to help you no matter what you're doing this week. Most people during the week between Christmas and New Year's or the last week of the year or the beginning of Kwanzaa or the end of Hanukkah, whatever you observe, take this time of the year to do one of two things. You actually decide to take some complete downtime, you know, shut down the business, walk away, leave it in the hands of your assistants, whatever, and just take time off, relax, recuperate, go away on vacation. And if that's the way you do things, that's awesome because we work very hard and you are entitled to live your life. Others take it as a golden opportunity to really knuckle down and do a lot of planning to get ready for the new year, get a head start on the new year. And if that's you, that's awesome as well, because you will have a head start on everybody else as we go into January 1st, which is going to be next Wednesday. So regardless of which side of the spectrum you're on, you really want to make sure that you use this time wisely. And I want to mostly give you some resources today to help you do just that, because I imagine if you're listening to this today, you're probably somewhere towards the second category of people who are taking this focus time to spend it on what you're going to do with your business for 2013 and how you're going to further your success as an entrepreneur, as a business marketer, as a local business marketer as we go into 2014. And I want to make sure that you're aware of some certain resources and also give you some things to think about as you do your planning. There's another point I want to make here. The first point that I gave you today about making 2014 your year to dominate online marketing is to be persistently consistent with your website conversion conversation. There is very little that you're doing as part of your marketing right now, whether it's your email marketing, your social media marketing, your radio show, your Google Hangouts, your webinars, teleseminars, what have you, that cannot be pre-scheduled to automatically play at a specific date and time. There's very little that you're doing that you can't make that happen. In fact, most of our clients have pre-scheduled all of their email marketing and their broadcasts to go out while they're taking time off or while they're taking time in their businesses to focus on what they're going to do as we move into 2014. So take advantage of the technology that's available. Make sure you're using the right technology so that you pre-schedule things so that you can be there even when you're not there. For instance, all of the emails that we send out to remind people to attend the Business Creators Radio Show, to let them know about this week's episode, and everything that we normally send out is already pre-scheduled. So we wrote those emails and we scheduled those approximately a week ago. I just knew that on Friday, December 27th at 12 o'clock noon Eastern, to log into Blog Talk Radio, dial in on the phone, and be ready to do the 30-minute special episode. Didn't have to worry about it, didn't have to stress about it. I could go about the rest of my day. I just knew that at 12 o'clock noon Eastern or 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific, depending on where I was, I needed to be in a certain place at a certain time to do this. Low stress, low planning, easy. So never let your marketing take a back seat when you're planning to take time off. Make sure you're using the right technology. And if you feel that it seems that when you take time off that your marketing comes to a halt, you're obviously doing things wrong. So if you're anything you're planning for this week, make those changes. And if you want some help making those changes, just let me know. Just go to businesscreatorsradioshow.com, contact us, and we'll be happy to spend some time with you and help you figure out what you need to do to be more effective in 2014. The next piece I want to tell you about this topic is right around this time of year, we hear a lot of talk about what are our New Year's resolutions, or also how are we going to make 2014 the best year ever. And what I'm going to tell you right now is you really cannot plan this. You really cannot resolve to do anything. If you're making a resolution to quit smoking, lose weight, go back to school, start a Facebook ad campaign, if you have to resolve to do something beginning the first of the year, but up until then you're going to not do it, for example, we're just going to use the most common resolution, which is lose 20 pounds or lose 30 pounds or get on a diet or what have you. If you have set an artificial date of January 1st where you're going to start this, all of a sudden start eating healthy, exercising more, doing all the right things so you can magically lose weight, but up until then you're going to skip the gym, sit around, gorge out on holiday leftovers, then you're not going to succeed. You're going to fail. The reason for that is because the underlying causes of the behavior are not being dealt with. You're simply trying to power through something that is subsurface and is dominant in how you approach business and life. and you're not really going to get anywhere with making that change. You will find yourself I give it till January 15th at latest. If your plan is to lose weight, I find that by January 15th, you're going to say, the heck with this, and you're going to have your first cheat meal. You're going to gorge out like crazy, and then there goes the end of your resolution. I know going to the gym, I always look forward to January. I always find it hilarious that if I go on, say, December 30th, and then I go again on January 2nd, I notice that the crowd at the gym more than doubles. And when I say crowd, I mean mostly people standing around by the machines having conversations with people. These are your New Year's resolutions, crowd, and they're really not going to last very long. I know that by January 15th, January 20th, it's going to be back to the same old routine. I'm going to have the same access to the machines and the workout track and everything that I had up until that time, because the resolutions are simply going to drop off. There really is nothing serious about a resolution. The next point I want to make about resolutions and plans is that you really cannot predict the external factors that are going to come into your business, are going to come into your life, that can totally alter this 2014 annual plan you may be working on. If you had asked me around this time, December 27th, 2012, what I would be doing on December 27th, 2013, if you told me, if you said, Adam, here's a crystal ball for you. I want you to look into this crystal ball, and here is where you're going to be. You're going to be visiting Pittsburgh from your home in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're going to be hanging out with your girlfriend with your dog sitting next to you and getting pictures texted to you of your cats back in your Las Vegas condo, planning your 4 speaking engagements for the first quarter of 2014, I would have said there is absolutely no way this is possible, because my 2013 plan calls for me to increase the size of my list by 150%, to launch the radio show in February, and to take a cruise. None of those things actually happened the way I planned them. So if you're making some hard and stone plan to get yourself through 2014, you're probably setting yourself up for failure. So the next point I want to make about making 2014 your year to dominate online marketing is what you really need to work on, in addition to the strategies you're going to pursue, are the mindsets and the foundations of what you're going to do to succeed and what is going to be in place for you to help you roll with the changes that may come into play. There may be some change in your industry, some regulation that comes down that forces you on a dime to radically change the products and services you offer, or offer you opportunities to do things that don't even exist as of right now. You just really don't know. So what we want you to think about are, what are some of the processes do you have in place to help you get more business? How are we going to help you get more of your business and your marketing on autopilot? Now, if you are in the local marketing area, if you're doing anything around this time, getting ready for 2014, I would make sure that your social media platforms are up and running. I would take time to make sure that you have a Facebook fan page that is optimized to help it appear in people who are searching for your local product or your local service. And I would make sure that you're beginning to populate that fan page with posts, with helpful information, with engagement tools that are going to help people in your local market find you and decide you are the one and only person that they need to deal with in terms of getting their problem solved, whether they're looking for an accountant, whether they're looking for a baker, whether they're looking for a candlestick maker, and there are candlestick makers who sell their wares online, whether they're looking for a dentist, whether they're looking for an endodontist, whether they're looking for a financial advisor, whether they're looking for a gardener, an HVAC, I could just go all the way down the alphabet. We've already gone A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. No matter what you are in your local market, make sure that you have your website optimized to help people find you in the local market, and also make sure that you have your social media profile, such as your Facebook fan page, your LinkedIn company page, your Twitter profile, your Google Plus business page, all optimized to help people find you, because this is where people are going to look. They're not going to look in the yellow pages. A key point about making 2014 your year to dominate online marketing is to remember that more than ever, The trends that we are seeing in online marketing domination show that, as I've been saying for the past 2 years, the majority of the work of website conversions, of persuading that prospect to become a customer, to become a client, to become a buyer, happen before they visit your web page. I want to say that again because we talk about getting more traffic to the website and SEO and what do we need to do with elements on our website so that more people do things. And all this stuff is very important. I'm not putting any of it down. In fact, if you go through the archive of the Business Creators Radio Show, you're going to find many episodes about all those various topics. But at the same time, I really need you to bear in mind that the majority of the website conversion conversation, I'll say this again, happens with your visitor before they land on your web page, which means people will see you on social media and they'll make decisions based on how you behave yourself, how you comport yourself, the quality, quantity, and value of information you provide, that you're really somebody they need to speak with. So when they come to your website, it's more about where's their phone number, how do I call? If you are a local service provider, people look in places like Yelp, yellowpages.com, Merchant Circle, Google reviews that are part of Google. They're going to look there, and they're going to look in. And in many cases, they're going to make their decisions to work with you or not work with you based on what they see there. For instance, if they're looking for somebody, if they're looking for a cat sitter, and there are 15 cat sitters in your local area, and there are many cat sitters out there, they're probably going to start with review websites, and they're going to look at what other people are saying. They're going to say, well, they have 15 awesome reviews, and what do they say about them? Do they spend time with the cats? Do they take pictures of the cats? Do they play with the cats? Do, when I came back, were my cats happy and healthy as ever? Are my cats no longer stressed out when they see me packing a suitcase? They're going to look for all these things. And if they need to go through 15 cat sitters, they're not going to have time to make 15 phone calls and have 15 conversations. They're going to pick the two or three that are worth having a conversation with based on reviews. So that by the time that your person, say, looking for a cat sitter, even makes a phone call or visits a web page, they've already gone through online reviews. They've already done Google searches. They've already looked at Google Local, and they have narrowed down the choices based on what they found before they even saw your web page. It's going to be the same with the restaurant. They want to know from people who have gone to that restaurant, sat down and ordered a meal and been served that meal. They want to hear about those experiences. And if they hear a lot of good, they want to know what's good about it. If they hear a lot of bad, they want to know what's bad about it. If they see a bad review, they want to get a gauge on the quality of that review and decide if this is really somebody they need to listen to in terms of whether this was actually like a bad review or something like that, if you're legitimately rendering bad service or if this is just a chronic complainer, because most people can tell the difference one way or the other. So bear in mind, as you dominate online marketing in 2014, the majority of your website conversion conversation is going to happen off page. It's going to happen before they visit your web page. So what you need to do with your online marketing strategy for 2014 is decide how you're going to have that website conversion conversation and structure it in such a way so that by the time somebody lands on your web page, it is almost inevitable that they're going to do business with you. We also want you to, more than ever, take a very careful look at where each of your prospects, where each of your visitors are in respect to doing business with you and the overall website conversion conversation and how you're structuring the messages you're sending them to accommodate that. Is this somebody who is just hearing about you for the first time? Is this somebody who's been a follower of yours on social media for a while? Are they friends of yours on Facebook and you've been following each other for a while? You have to look at all these different various factors and then make the decision ultimately about what you're going to say to people and when you're going to say them. Because if you treat somebody who's been following you for a year like somebody who's just discovering you for the first time, then you're going to hear complaints like, why are they making me read this long sales copy? I just want to know how much and how soon. So think about that very carefully as you go through and you structure your content before you get sucked into the long copy versus short copy debate. think about who is your visitor, how long you've been interacting with your visitor, and what strategies are in place to interact with your visitors. I know that I'm not giving you a lot of very specific answers on this episode, and my intention is not to give you a lot of very specific answers because I want you to think about these questions critically based on what you know about online marketing and what you know about business right now to make the right decisions about what works for your business. So I just really want you to think that through very carefully and ultimately make the decisions about how you're going to structure your marketing. So that's another key point about making 2014 your year to dominate online marketing. Now, in the last 10 minutes here or so, because I promised you a 30-minute episode, because I wanted to give you some thought-provoking questions and some concepts to think about as you make your plan for 2014, I want to make you aware of some resources that are immediately available to you through the Business Creators Network here. Those who visit businesscreatorsradioshow.com will see ads for what's known as the Business Creators Institute, which is located at businesscreatorsinstitute.com. And I really urge you to check out that website. It is a 100% free, it is a 100% free membership site where you simply go to businesscreatorsinstitute.com, you fill out the form to register, you create a username and password, and then you can immediately enter the website and you can start looking around. And some of the things I want you to find inside there that will really help you. First, go through our library of website conversion trainings, and you're going to find a lot of, in fact, I'm going to say almost 20 hours worth of training on things, everything from how to structure a social media campaign to how to plan for a holiday sale to website conversion conversation mistakes and how to avoid them to one of my favorite topics, from blog to blog, both for engagement, which is a topic that we originally created 3 years ago that has continued to remain as true today as it was then. So I urge you to check out that presentation. If you are more technically minded, you're looking for technical help, and or you are a business creator who helps others succeed at the game of marketing, I very strongly urge you to look at businesscreatorsinstitute.com and look through our library of Tuesday technology tips, which are about how to manage WordPress more effectively, how to use softwares and how to use technology to automate more of your website conversion conversation, to make it easier to manage your websites and manage your technology so you spend less time editing and maintaining and more time educating and monetizing. And you've heard me say that phrase before, more time, less time editing and maintaining, more time educating and monetizing. And I came up with this phrase almost spontaneously about 5 years ago. We used to have a client. I'm not going to say anything about who they are to identify them, but I'm just going to tell you what was going on, is they had a website that had 5 different sales letters on it. And the problem with this website and the problem with how this client was doing business is they were constantly complaining they weren't making any money and they weren't making any sales, but every single week they would send these long Word documents that would have all these minute little edits to the 5 different sales letters they had on this web page. So we would have to go through 100 pages of content. This is back when we were a web development or a webmaster type firm back in the day. And it would sometimes be little things like changing the shade of a word from one shade of gold to another shade of gold. Things that probably have about as much to do with the website conversation as a hot dog does to a warm puppy. And I said to this person one day when they were complaining, you know, we've been working with you for so long and we haven't made any money here. And I just said out of exasperation, I mean, I was respectful as possible, but I was in the other sense, I was so glad for the opening. I said, maybe if you spent less time editing your website, more time promoting it to prospects, you might make some money out of this thing. They did not like that message, and they did not remain the client for long, but that's perfectly fine. But I want to have you think about that, what you need to do to spend less time editing and maintaining and more time educating and monetizing. And the Business Creators Institute is there to help you do that, whether you're looking for technical help with WordPress, whether you're looking for strategies and how-tos to help you with your marketing, to simplify your marketing so you reach more visitors, more prospects, and transform them into customers and clients. There's a ton of information there to help you. If you're looking for a design for your WordPress website, we have our top recommended themes, so you can check out that out as well. I also would suggest that you go through the Business Creators Institute and find a couple of our webinar presentations. For instance, if you are a local marketing strategist or you help people with their local marketing, I would urge you to watch a presentation by Robert Plank, who's the co-creator of a software called Backup Creator, and he shows you how to use a WordPress plugin that is designed to protect your WordPress website and help you simplify the process where if your website ever goes down or you need to move your website or you need to protect your website, you just push a few buttons and it pulls a backup off of your Amazon account. You can use that same technology to very quickly build websites for local businesses. So let's say that you wanted to go and offer them a website. And you'll see this inside Robert's presentation where he describes how you can have a sample funeral home website already designed, and you can be out in the parking lot on your MiFi connection before you have the meeting with the funeral director, and you can install their website using Backup Creator. $2,000 worth of value for 30 seconds worth of work. Then you walk into their office, and you sit down with them on your laptop, and you customize the website with their information, their logo, and their contact details, and they have a website in literally about an hour instead of spending thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of hours and dollars on website design fees and back and forth with designers. Instead of dealing with all that, they're now up and running and they have their website going. So also look inside the Business Creators Institute for resources that will help you get things done a lot faster and deliver levels of value you probably never thought possible without having it right in front of you to help you maximize your business and make 2014 your year to dominate online marketing. And as a final thought before we end this very special episode here, because again, I just wanted to spend 30 minutes with you and make sure that we gave you some details and some things to think about as you go through online marketing and you plan your strategy for 2014, let me just say finally that you really should consider the possibility of doing a periodical live event, whether it's a live weekly webinar or it's a live radio broadcast or it's a live Google Hangout. And if you go through the archives of the Business Creators Radio Show, you will see episodes where we specifically talk about how to create high converting webinars, strategies for launching and promoting an online radio show. These types of marketing are so much more fun, so much easier to do, so much more exciting, requires so much less planning than anything that has to do with having to write blog posts or any type of activity where you find yourself sitting in front of your computer or in a coffee shop tapping your iPad, looking at the blank screen saying, okay, I got this article to write. How am I going to write this article? If you have some sort of live online event, such as a radio show like Business Creators Radio Show, or you have a weekly Google Hangout like we have Local to Global Mavens, or you have a webinar that you do weekly, a high-converting webinar that you do weekly. These are things that will help you really dominate online marketing in 2014 because they are fast, they are easy to launch, and they are multimedia in nature. Thing you have to remember about marketing in 2014, and this has been a trend that's been going on for a couple years, with social media and instant gratification, it has become more difficult than ever to capture somebody's attention. I read conversion studies all the time that show the difference between conversions if your website takes 2 seconds to load versus if it takes 3 seconds to load. And that 1 second can make or break your online marketing strategy. So I very strongly urge you to think in terms of what you can do to do things faster. And I love doing the Business Creators Radio Show. This is my favorite marketing activity. And as I mentioned at the very beginning of the episode, because of the way the holidays are working this year, where our normally scheduled time slot falls on the eves of the holiday, so it was very difficult for us to find guest experts who were willing to participate. And it was actually very difficult for us to justify doing the radio show on those dates because we expected we'd be speaking to thin air. And as I log in today, I see that we have several people dialed in on the phone to listen to Business Creators Radio, and I look at the statistics of who's listening live, and I see several people who are currently dialed in, so are actually listening through the Blog Talk Radio channel. So I know that we're reaching an audience today, and I wanted to keep this down to about 30 minutes or so. So we're right at about the 30-minute mark. So let me just say in closing, again, make sure you visit businesscreatorsradioshow.com regularly and check out our upcoming episodes. I know that we are currently in the process of posting some new episodes we have scheduled for January 2014. We have some very exciting things coming up on the horizon. Even as I've been traveling for the holidays, I've been in touch with Tracy, our program manager, who has booked some pretty exciting guests for us. And when you see some of the names, when we reveal them next week, you're going to say, wow, I'm so glad I'm listening to Business Creators Radio Show. We're getting some very powerful information for some people that I think a lot of you would just love to be able to spend some time with. And we're going to give you the opportunity to do that at Business Creators Radio Show. Also, as you go to the website, you will find that all previous episodes are archived. So you can go back and listen anytime. Or if you're just new to Business Creators Radio Show, you can make an appointment with yourself to go through and check out some of the best of some of the previous episodes, some of the topics that matter the most to you or could be more immediate assistance to you in helping you dominate online marketing in 2014. And again, please be sure to sign up for our podcast on iTunes. Just do a search for and you will find the article. Every 5-star rating is greatly appreciated and helps us spread the message to help more business creators. Make sure also that you go to businesscreatorsinstitute.com and create your free membership if you've not done so already so that you can start using the many, many free tools that we have made available to you that you can actually download and dive into right now if you are on the side of the spectrum of the holiday week entrepreneur who's taking this time to really narrow down and knuckle down and really make a plan for 2014. Just remember what I said about thinking about the processes and the strategies for being adaptable because things are going to happen in the environment, in the regulatory environment, in the business environment, in the marketing environment that you cannot possibly anticipate or even know about at this time that may impact your business in ways you're hoping would never happen or may open opportunities that you can't even possibly fathom exist at this point but may exist in 3 months from now because you never know what you're going to be able to latch on to that's going to help you do so much more to serve people and to live your purpose. So again, this is Adam Homey. I'm the host of Business Creators Radio Show, and I want to wish everybody who's listening a very happy, enjoyable holiday season. And beginning the first Tuesday after New Year's, we're going to be back to our regular schedule. And please join us and please be sure to check out the website as between now and then we're going to be listing some of the new episodes we've just booked. And I promise you it's going to be very, very exciting. Also, make sure to stay on our mailing list and you're going to learn opportunities to meet me in person. And I would love to meet as many of you as possible because I know that helping business creators is very much a one-on-one experience when we can reach out and help each other. And I look forward to speaking with so many of you. Again, Adam Homey, host of Business Creators Radio Show. Have yourself a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in. Take care.